Today's daf is daf Tetzvayin. We're holding right by the Mishnah. And if Sava Josh were here this morning, he would say, Zok Perelek Mishnah. Be'arba'a prakim ha'olam nidon. Be'pesach ala tebu'a, be'atzeret al perot ha'ilan, be'rosh ha'shanah ko'bay olam ovim l'chanav kivnei maron. There's four periods in the year in which the world is judged. In Pesach is a judgment on the tebu'a. In Atzeret Shavuos is the time for the judgment on the fruit of the trees. Rosh Hashanah, the entire world passes in front of God. Kivnei Maron, the Gemara is going to discuss what that strange language is. Shenemar HaYotzer Yachad Livam HaMivino Kol Ma'asehem. But whatever it means, we'll see that it's a getter of one by one, where nonetheless there's a vision of the entirety at the same time. So HaYotzer, He who created them, Yachad Livam, He sees them all as if at one time in their hearts. And nonetheless, is capable of seeing each one of them in the individual ma'asim. During the time of Sukkot, there's a din on the water, the rainfall that will be coming in the year. Now, when you say Pesach is a din ala tfuah, hai tfuah, which tfuah are you referring to? You're referring to the tfuah that's already standing there. After all, Pesach is basically the time in which the Tvuah, Mitzvah Sarim, is already completely finished, almost. It's ready for bringing the Korban on there. The Fita is almost completely finished. So, yeah, you say that Din is now on the standing Tvuah, so then call Hani Arpat Kediyadu Allah. Emat Itdun? So when did all of these other things that happened to the Tvuah during the course of the year before it got to the point where it's now ready on the year? When was the Din on that? Was it on Pesach? Ela, are you referring to then the tefuah that is going to be planted now later on in the year in the winter time, so cheshvan time, we're going to plant new wheat. But that would imply ala tefuah the name of the chad din amikdana. So in other words, there's only one din on that tefuah in cheshvan, and that din continues. It defines what's going to be till the end of its growth, even though that growth is after the next Pesach. Is that true? Tfuah shir abba keri, ha'onis. If some kind of accident happens to the tfuah, which we call an act of God, so to speak, is what's called over here keri. So let's say there's a tornado or a terrible hailstorm and so on. And an onis is b'day adam already. So kodem ha'pesach nidonik l'shabar. If this occurred before Pesach time, so clearly the din that this would happen was a din from the previous Pesach. But if it's already grown and it's standing now, li'achra Pesach, when this terrible thing happens to it, so then it's nidonik l'shabar. This din came from the Pesach that had just passed, that was done on the future of that din. So if we have an Adam Shira Bokerion, Odom Yom HaKippurim, Ludunim Neshavar. So if the thing that happened to an individual happened to him now before Yom Kippur, so then that means that this din had been from the previous Yom Kippur. Liach Yom HaKippurim Nidon Laba. If it occurs after Yom Kippur, then it's coming from the din now that came during this period of Yasser Zerishu. Amar Rav. So said Rav, you mean you see from here? Shmami, no. Trade din in Mikdan. That it was wrong of us to think that it's only a matter of selecting one or the other. But rather, as a matter of fact, the correct girsa quite possibly is Ela Amar Rav. In other words, until now, we've been thinking that we have to identify one period which is going to be the din on this particular thing under any and all circumstances. That's not true. So we understand that when the Adam is nidain, there's a din up until the end of the year. And we'll see with Dashma the Posek. Reishis HaShana, Sof Shana. So year two doesn't necessarily mean there's one din on the Tvuah. There's to say whatever is going to happen to this Tvuah from beginning to end. It means that one din on Tvuah up until the time of the next din. And that's the pshat over here also in our Mishnah. So there's a din right before the Kasirat HaTfuah and Pesach. There's a din on the Tfuah that will be planted in Cheshvan, also in Pesach. Om Rabbi, Hilkach, since there's two dinim, says Rabbi, so there's some very practical ways you gotta learn how to use the dinim when they're going in the right direction, you know? So, Kichazi Inish Mitzvah Zara'af, let's say a guy sees that the late blooming Zera, the Zera that he takes him the whole, he plants it in Cheshvan, it takes a long time to grow, it's the winter, we wait until it's finished, after the next Pesach, we see it's doing very well. So what he should do, if it's doing well, it should be liktem v'lizra charpa. He should plant now the fast tefuah, let's say like the sarim. Sarim you can plant much later in the year. And then by the time Pesach comes around, it's almost finished. So he should take advantage of the good din, because this way, once it's already grown, so then okay, it's much harder for it to get wrecked, you know. So the din afterwards, yeah, it's a much stronger muscle. It's already built up. Vashenkin, if he sits and waits, you never know. The next din may be a tough din. How things are going well. Get in there while you can, while things are on the up. Yeah, the mud of the Medina, Karim Salah. By the time it comes around Pesach time, for the new din, it will already be basically growing. So that way you got around the bad din. Now, the problem is that the Mishnah does not really follow any of the known shittas that we have about the time of dinim in the world. Money matzit. Lo Rabbi Meir, Velo Rabbi Yehuda, Velo Rabbi Yossi, Velo Rabbi Natan. We know of four different shittas. And our Mishnah reflects none of those shittas at the time. Hakom nidonim b'rosh hashana u'gzar din shelahem nechtam b'yom ha'kippurim divrei Rabbi Meir. So all of the dinim in the world, says Rabbi Meir, are on Rosh Hashanah, and the gzar din is on Yom Kippur. Rabbi Yehuda says, Hakol nidonim b'rosh hashana. It's true that the din of all things, the tfua and the adam and the mayim and the peiros, it's true that that's all on Rosh Hashanah, like Rabbi Meir says. But it's not true. Now, Rabbi Meir says that the Gezar Din is the Yom Kippur. That's not true. The Gezar Din Shalem Nechtam Kol Achad V'Achad Bizmano. Each thing has its appropriate time for the Gezar Din to be Yotze. Pesach, which is the time now in which we're going to begin dealing with the Tua, that's the time for the Gezar Din Ala Tua. B'Atzeret, that's the time for the Gezar Din Aperel Tila. B'Chag, that's the time for the Gezar Din Ala Mai. The Odom is Nidam Rosh Hashanah Gezar Din Shalom Nechtam Yom Akim. Rabbi Yossi Omer, where do you get four to an Adam? Adam is Nidam B'chol Yom. Every single day a person goes through HaKadosh Baruch Hu's din. Because it says, V'tifkedenu l'vekarim. Rabbi Nosson says, well, why don't you read the Pasuk a little bit further? You stop right at the beginning. Actually, if you finish the Pasuk, you see that it says that Adam Nidon B'chol Sha'ah. Forget about every day there's a din. At all times. Because the Pasuk ends, L'regaim tifchanenu. By the moment, you're bochein the Adam. Now, none of these pshatim work. The closest one that works, you could say, is Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda was the one who said that in Okinami there are arba prokim, but these arba prokim are the gzardin, they're not the din. So then maybe that's the meaning of the Mishnah, arba prokim, arba midah, meaning the arba prokim, there's a gzardin. So you'll try to tell me that actually the Mishnah is going like Rabbi Yehuda. And the Mishnah, when it said Barba Prokim Olam Nidon, is talking about the Gezar Din. But then one of them doesn't work out. Because over here it says Rosh Hashanah is the Din on Adam. But Rabbi Yehuda also, the Gezar Din of Adam is on Yom Kippurim. So even Rabbi Yehuda comes close. It still doesn't work out. Omar Rava says, Rava, this is actually a fifth Shita. This Mishnah reflects the Shita of the Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel. The Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel, the Arba'a Prakim Olam Nidon, בפסח על התרועה, בעצרת על פירות הילם, בחג נידונים על המים, ואדם נידון בראש השנה, וגזר דין שלו נחתם ביום הכיפורים. And therefore the Mishnah indeed, לפי קטנים מתניתים, התחילתים. The Mishnah is not referring to the Gezar Din Adra. The Mishnah is referring to the Yetzem Din. Therefore it doesn't mention Yom HaKippurim. Om Rav Chista, now you mentioned these four shitas. I don't understand the Rav Yossi. My time with Rav Yossi. What do you mean my time with Rav Yossi? Didn't you just read it? He said, Kirikom HaTami. He said, the Pasuk says, Vatif Kedena Lubakarim. What do you ask my time? No one asking like this. Rav Nosson pointed out that, I mean, if you can already dash in the Pasuk. So, I mean, you're looking at Eov. Why not read the end of the Pasuk too? Only the beginning of the Pasuk you read. That's what I'm asking. I'm asking like this. My time at Rabbi Yossi, that lo amar k'Rabbi Nosson, right? Must be, he's thinking like this. No, the last part of the Pasuk just says tifchanenu. Tifchanenu is not din. Tifchanenu is, look at it, but it doesn't mean to actually sit down and pass it on. So that's yuni b'amai. It's just to be ma'ayin in it, but not to come to any conclusions. No. I mean, if that's the case, that's why Rabbi Yossi rejected Rav Chista. So then you say the same thing about Pekida. But if Gedenu Lebekarim also doesn't mean mamish. Pekida means to be aware of somebody, to care about him. As Ramban says, every lotion of Pekoda, you have a Pekoda in your hands. Take care of it. It's something that you have to care about. Who's to say it means din mamish? No, over here also means Pekida. Mamonashak, if he understands that the Pasuk is reference to din, then he should understand it's reference to din in terms of Bechina. And if he understands that it's a matter of being the frustration in the other, not yet paskining as din, so what right does he have to say that the Pekida is that? Therefore, says Rav Chista, there's a deeper element that Rav Yossi is taking into consideration when he quoted that pasuk. That's a pasuk. You take it on the surface that it's the pasuk, and then you can't explain why it is that he holds only in one part of the pasuk. I'll tell you. Time of Rav Yossi mihacha la'asot mishpat abdo mishpat amon Yisrael devar yom biyomo. The same pasuk that we learned That idea that there's a din mishpat. We had the din of mishpat from Rosh Hashanah. What is that? Mishpat Elokei Yaakov. So that mishpat, it says over here, is indeed vayom biyomo. We dashed it earlier about the melech and the am benedichtasim ladin. We had it earlier in the parable. We'll have it again. So I'm saying, since I see that there's a vayom biyomo, and I find in Iyov that there's a Vativ Gedenu Lebekarim. That Vativ Gedenu Lebekarim must be the Zman Adin of the Dvar Yom Yom. That's the problem. So indeed, it's a Din in the Yom. But to learn it out from the Lashon of Vechina, We Amrav Melech LeTzibur, as we saw earlier, from the same Drasha, we also see that if you have a Melech and a Tzibur, the case of the Gemara earlier was comparing this to Yisrael and the other Ami. So Melech LeTzibur, you have a Melech should go in first, and not scale the Din. Shenema la'asof mishpat avdo mishpat avon Yisrael. My time. Iba itema lavur akar l'metem malkavro. It's improper for the melech to be sitting there cooling his heels, especially since the main chatoyim are in the Ekev. Abona kevai yisavein. He must be cooling his heels before they walk in, while everybody else is there. So therefore that's one svara. Iba itema mekamin away for sharon af. We want to make sure that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not good and angry. By the time he examines the world, sorry, boy, this is ridiculous. Melech comes in there, put the whole thing on him, it's your fault, you idiot, why don't you do something about this? So Mimela, we don't want to expose the Melech to that. Amrit Yosef points out, it's very strange that if we believe that on Rosh Hashanah, basically, all of the things that are going to happen to a person are defined. What are we davening for? Well, it's all taken care of. Now, if somebody gets sick, if people make a mishaberach, so they're davening in the prison. There's nothing to make a mishaberach. I mean, either he is going to be sick and he's going to die, or he's not going to be sick and he's not going to die. Whatever was determined on Rosh Hashanah, what your point is. So, keman mitzalina idna ketzire. According to which shita do we nowadays go ahead and we mispalo for people who are ill, or amirim, for tamid chachamim who are weak, that they shouldn't get ill? So, I mean, that comes out, was already paskin before. Come on, Reb Yossi. We paskin like Reb Yossi. So according to Reb Yossi, every day there's a new din, so there's a good opportunity to be misfollowed, but the thing should be actually taken, and so on. So therefore, we're misfollowed. But ain't a fiyami, according to Rabbanan, it would already be defined. Asks, so what does that mean? So in other words, we should cut out this one answer according to Rabbanan. There's no refa'inu, no birchat hashanim. I mean, it's all been predetermined. So like the whole anshik does zagdela, and the whole seder hatfilas and so on. That's not going alibul chachomim. That's a das yogi. Seems a little bit problematic to say such a thing. How could that be? So it's an interesting Rabbi Natam. This brings over to Rabbi Natam. Says over here that enochinami to say that a person shouldn't get ill. Shouldn't get ill, that's only a libra of Yossi. It was already past, he was going to be ill. But even though on Rosh Hashanah it was the psychic, he should get ill. Wasn't the psychic, he shouldn't get better? There's no psychic, didn't want to get better. Only the problems. Now, yes, now you enter the world of Tefillah. Enter the world of Tefillah, now be misspelled. Yeah.
Was anything ever included down?
What's that?
Exactly.
That's a problem. Maybe just being sick. Go ahead. What were you going to say? Maybe I don't want to show
you. You change the Gedera by
Tefillah. Oh, that we'll see in a moment. Yosef says that it could be that the Tefillahs were for the Rabbi. So a Rabbi made a finami. They can always change it. But the Mesos, it's not the word. We're questioning over here. Individual, does it come to daven with the Tzibur and so on? So what's he davening for? That's how Libra of Yehuda. But a Tefillah of a Rabbi made a finami. Furthermore, Iboy same as another pshat. Actually, it's true according to everybody. Lelum krab on it. Uka Rabbi Yitzchak. Diyomar Rabbi Yitzchak yafat akala adam ben kodim ksaradin ben afrik. It's not that it's hopeless to be misfollowed. It's more difficult to be misfollowed. It's a very interesting Ritzadik. Ritzadik says the whole thing doesn't make any sense. Because Lomaisa we find in Tanakh, Kodesh Baruch Hu, let's say, go and show yourself to Achav, and I'm going to go and give rain and so on. And then it says that he sits there and he's miswallow and he puts his head between his feet and he's killing himself in Shila. And then I got a broker gives the rain. And what does he have to do is follow? But the broker said, now I'm going to give the rain. What's the problem? So you see the fact that there's a Gzardin doesn't mean the Gzardin comes by itself. Gzardin comes with Tefillah. Everything in the world is like that. It's all potential, and now you have to be misfollowed. It should happen. When Kodesh Baruch Hu creates the world, it's supposed to rain. It doesn't rain until you're misfollowed for it. Same thing over here. So let's say you're going to be, you're asking, why am I being mispalm of Baruch Hashanah? What do you mean? Maybe there was a dinim of Baruch Hashanah, but how are you going to make it happen? You need to have the tefillah. Fantastic. So he says, so what's the Gemara going to ask him? That crazy question, this commandment. So what's the Gemara asking? How are we being misfollowed nowadays? So he says the pshat over here is, who did the Chachamim say you should have in mind when you're being mispalo? Takes a minute, has a delay. Meaning, if you're mispalo for something that you believe is all taken care of already, okay, you know, you go through the motions, you try to make it work. I mean, really deep down you feel, okay, I just gotta say the right words, it's all gonna happen. Therefore, the Gemara says, no, the Chachamim wants you to daven, either as if you're desperate, because the Gzartin was already bad, so it's Liachar Gzartin, or they want you to daven as if now is the moment of the din, and you have to be bespoke for the din. They don't want you to daven just as if it's all taken care of. That's the pshat. Of course, it doesn't mean that there would be no tefillah. A complete reverse of the pashas of the sugya. It's a beautiful aura, though. No? Good. Tanya, Om Rabbi Yehuda, Mishum Rabbi Akiva. Mipnei Ma'am Rat Torah Havilu Omer B'Pesach. Why did the Torah specifically give a korban like the Omer? Oh, the same reason that we said in the Mishnah that Pesach is related to Tefuah. V'pnei sha'Pesach zayin zman Tefuah. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu avil b'fanai Omer b'Pesach k'dei shetitbarech lechem Tefuah shebesadot. So the hashpa of the korban at the time that this thing is nidain and makes a tremendous impact on the din. And therefore, the Tefuah will be mizbarech. V'pnei ma'am ratorah avil shtei alechem b'atzeret. Why on Shavuos do we have the mitzvah shtei alechem? Because atzeret is the time of the din of Peres HaYilan. Therefore, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu avil b'fanai shtei alechem b'atzeret k'dei shetitbarech lechem Perot HaYilan. What's the connection between Perot HaYilan and the Shtei Alechem? So Rashi says he was Mekabel, this is Rabbi Yehuda Lishutasa. Rabbi Yehuda over here, who's saying this mimer, is the Maan D'Omer who says it's an Edrin, the Eitz Hadas, Meschita. So therefore, that means we treat chita as an eitz. And indeed, it was initially, it was an eitz. We see lasid lovo, it's a kiryot chita, that's the size of big fruit. So in the Mela, according to him, the shtei alechem, which is chita, is the birchas ha'ilonis. Okay, he brings another pshat, if you don't want to say that, he says that. You can't bring the bikurim until after you bring shtei alechem. So in the Mela, bringing this makes this the yom ha'bikurim. Umipnei ma'am ruta amrat Torah nisku mayim b'char. Same thing. Why do we have water on Sukkis? Because Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Niskulu Fanai Mayim B'Chag Yishborchu Lechem Tishbei Shana. Since now we're talking about the din on Mayim, the Mayim Agabei HaMizbeach has a tremendous hashpa for the tzotzos of the din. Furthermore, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Imru Lefanai Barosh Shana Malchia Zichrenes V'Shoifres. Also, it should be the equivalent of a korban to affect the din. The Malchia, as you should say, Kidei Shetam Lichuni Alechem. That makes me a melech over the Olam. Zichrona, as you should say, Kedei Shiala Zichronechem Lefanai L'Tovah, so that your own zikore should be in my mind for good. Ubameh b'shofar. What kli should you use to achieve this? The shofar. Which is in the mail of why we say shofar. So others learn the bameh b'shofar is a reference to shofar. Om Rabbi Abu. Lama tokim b'shofar shel ayil. Why is it that we use an ayil for tkiya? So, lamaisa, if we're makshir only an ayil, this wouldn't be much of a question. But Rabbi Yossi himself is matir a para. So why do we choose a ayil? Om HaKadosh Baruch Hu, tik'u lefanai b'shofar shel ayil, k'dei she'ezkor lechem akedat Yitzchak ben Avraham. So you should, b'davka, use an ayil in order that I should remember Elo shel Yitzchak. And then, ma'ale ani alechem, k'ilu akadetem atzpechem lefanai. I will be ma'ale as if, that you're remembering this chus in your willing now to be mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to suffer his dinim and to accept whatever they are. So that's the equivalent of an akeda. You yourselves are asking for the dinim. You and yourself are being mamlech me that I should be the melech that's done as Eloma. So then you're putting yourself in the same matzav as Yitzchak Avinu. So then it'll be as if the schus of Yitzchak's akeda, it'll be as if you were akeda yourself. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, lama tokim b'Rosh Hashanah. Why are we taking? Well, lama tokim, what do you mean? What kind of question is that? Rachmona amar tiku. The Torah said, tiku, b'chadosh shofar. No, I mean, where do we get a trua from? Well, tiku, but where does it say trua? So, Marian, why? What do you mean, lama Marian? Rachmona amar zichron trua. I understand you. The pasuk says, trua. You're asking why it is we do. No, I'm asking why we do it twice. Well, we go through all the kailos once. We do it at the time that the yeshiva, we call it. And the Gemara, is the yeshiva, is the first kiyas, and then the Amida is where you're in the middle, like the Tzar does it, in the middle of the Shemoneh Esrei. It's no Shemoneh Esrei, you're in the middle of your Tzvilas Amida, and then we're Tekiah. So Lama, Tokinim Arim Kishen Yoshvim, and then again, Tokinim Arim Kishen Omdim. The reason we do this is kedei la'arvei basatan. We want to get the satan all confused. Because like this, satan thinks it's all over. Okay, they did their mitzvah, now we can get to work saying all kinds of bad things about them. So then he starts hearing again, so now he starts to worry. Does this bring, it's also, this is really a Yerushalmi, famous Yerushalmi that every child knows. So suddenly hears this, he thinks, like, hey, this can't be the Kiyas of Rosh Hashanah, this must be the Kiyas already. The big one, and now it's going to be the end of the Satan, and this is terrible. So, exactly, so therefore he wants to be Isaac and finding out what's going on, doesn't have time to be an Aphrodite. Okay, I just learned that the reference over here.
Does it work?
No, it's not a slum learner. He's right. But the Tia, lots of love, the Tia Mashiach is a very direct result of Tia Rosh Hashanah. They may finally wake up. Maybe they woke up this year. Every year that he doesn't come, it's a pella. Here they are sitting blowing on the shofar. It wasn't my era, the Shofar Shalmala, but it's crazy. I can't believe it. Boy, these guys really hate it. But every year he's not ready to bet on it, you know. So
you're already confusing them by not blowing the day before.
How do you think that was enough? Right. Okay, fine. There's obviously other Pirusha referring to the Sultan as the Yetzer Hora. It shouldn't be a person's Isaac in Mitzvah, so that he's not going to be Mitzvah's Megid on him, and various other simpler Pshat.
Yeah.
Right, this is just on the simplest Pshat of all. As I said, it's right. He sees the Chavivus of Mitzvah, so I mean, how are you going to talk against people? You should know, if you don't do Tkiya and Rosh Hashanah, because this brings the Baha'i, it's only talking about because of something that was done wrong, not because of Shabbos, that you didn't prepare sufficiently to have the shofar ready, or about to care, whatever. If you don't do the tia at the beginning, you'll be ending up doing the trua later, because when there's nebuch tzoras and drought and so on, so you have to do trua. My time at the lawyer gave Sutton, but the Sutton then figured he's got a clean field to go ahead and to say terrible things about Yisrael. Of course, they say, what's the shot in the there's no tia because of Shabbos. That itself is the Yuvah Sutton. Because he says, what's going on? There's no tia shofar for this year. That's great. I guess I have a clear field. Yeah, they care less about you than they care about a chumrah. Maybe they'll come to carry soyve, the such tzaddikim. I can't say anything. But that itself is an Yuvah Sutton.
I'm a deep thinker, is I don't know.
I think that is a dramatic and tragic event. You have one kli that's given to you, and you're so dovuk HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the possibility of a pagam. His shvisa, nice and gracious, is to die for you. The heck with him. What do I care what happened to me? The hikar is that there should be a covet of Shabbos and Mesorah. That's not a joke. That's an unbelievable story. It's like a person walks in. He had like his one thing to say that he could have changed his whole day. And he says, no, I'm not going to do it because it's insulting to the king. It's unbelievable. This is not a joke. This is a very serious and beautiful thing. And the Maisa on Shabbos Rosh Hashanah, a person feels a tremendous idea from that. I mean, it's unbelievable.
It's not
our near move,
per se.
It's better than your move, but it's a near move as well. I mean, how can you start up with such an arm?
It doesn't mean to mix them up,
near move. It is. It's very confusing. What do you mean? They do these Averis, and the bottom line is they really don't care about the Averis. They only care about a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That itself is the... There's an Yerubim. That was the Elosh of Yitzchak, right? But it was Nechaz Bisfach. That the Umez Oilam, they get caught up, and but Yaakov Avinu, you just wipe it off. It's not Nechaz. Okay, anyway. Furthermore, on Rabbi Yitzchak, you notice who the mimer is by all through the sugya. Furthermore, on Rabbi Yitzchak, Kol Shana Sherasha B'Tchilata Mitasheret B'Sofa, a year that is poor at the beginning. Rashi is poor at the beginning means that Klal Yisrael makes themselves poor. Meaning they're tachanunim yidaber rash. Says the poor person is always begging for rachamim and so on. So they act as if they're fortosis is banished, that their hearts are broken, that they're having a bad time at the beginning of the year. So such a year is mitasheret b'sofa because of the quality of the tefillah and the miseris of rachamim. So because of that, the year is rich by its end. Shenemar mireshita shanan, it leaves out the olive. It is rashita shanan ad acharit. So rashit, if it's rasham, it's poor. Rash. So then it has an acharit. So fashiyesh la'acharit, it has hope. Something grand is going to happen. Furthermore, says Rabbi Yitzchak, you have so many mamorim of Rabbi Yitzchak, one after the other over here. Ein danim et ha'adam el mefi ma'asav shelo tasha'a. Person is judged only by his actions of that month. Shemar ki shamar lo'im o'kol ha'na'ar ba'asher u'sham. famous medrash, but they came along and the Malachi Asher is the Tainet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hey, this is no good. He's going to be such a tzorah for Klal Yisrael. You have to be merachim on him. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, listen, right now, is he tzaddik or rasha? No.
So this is a riot for negative things in the future. What about for positive? You think positive in the future?
There's two things that you have to ask on this. One of them is Ben Sarah Meir, and the other is the time of the Malachi Asharites when Yisrael were Elu Velo of the Avadazorah. So after you put that in your pipe and smoke it, then you can come back and we'll discuss it. One Reb Yitzchak, Shlosha, I didn't make a bracha yet. So Reb Yitzchak would have said definitely to make a bracha. Since we're being Isaac in his sugya, I think we should follow his mind. Baruch Atah Adonai Elohim Melech Haolam Shalom Yedem Baruch. Amen. Yes, so it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Goloi V'yadua L'fomei Sha'asidim L'kabol Teirah Barasinai. There were actually nothing but dins. I can't say it was just there. It was actually dins. So it's what he is at that moment. Okay, so furthermore, says Rabbi Yitzchak, Shloshah Dvarim Maskirin Avonotav Shel Adam. There's three things that can actually catalyze a din on a person. Elohim Kirnatui. The guy wants to walk under a wall that looks like it's about to fall. So in other words, he's thinking, yeah, but I got to worry. With my Zechuyas? No way. And the Shemaim, they say, interesting.
He's
got a lot of Zechuyas.
Check it out.
Check it out. Or Rashi learns the Chad is that the Metzias is that we need to do for Menace. So then we have to examine it whether to do the Menace. I don't know whether he was, but who are maybe even if he doesn't notice. The Iyun Tefila. Iyun Tefila, there's two approaches. Some learn Iyun Tefila is the Pshat, that he doesn't concentrate on his Tefila. So if he doesn't concentrate on his Tefila, he's by Erudintai, says that, that's making any sense. That's what he brings from the Yerushalmi, him and Iyun Tefila. They're talking about the Amoroyim we're saying, you know, thank the good Lord that my head knows when to bend for Maiden, because I certainly sort of automatic. We don't want to mention any names, but the one Amira says, there was one time in my life when I really tried to have kavana, ended up counting flowers. No, he actually says, I ended up wondering, like, who gets to see the king? But you can't say that. The guy davened so well that he's convinced, oh, now it's taken care of. Oh, he's such a tzaddik, yes. Somebody's yes, his tefillah is going to help. Let's see. Take a look. Open the book. So that's the Pshat Iyun Tefillah. And we know that Iyun Tefillah is used in two directions. And another thing is Moser Dino Chavero, somebody who tells HaKadosh Baruch Hu, okay, it's time to get rid of this guy. He's really been a problem. Because that we see, Dhamra Bobin, Kala Moser Dino Chavero, Hunenash Tefillah, somebody who wants to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be his shliach, to take care of his enemy, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu will punish him first. Shneimar, which you don't possibly. But Tomer Sarai al Avram, Chamasi alecha. Sarah gets all hot under the gallow over here. She yells at Avram, okay, that's it. I'm going to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yishpot Hashem beini uveinecha. We'll see who's right. And she dies. He continues to live. So you see that, okay, it's not a very good idea. Because then it says, Vayavo Avram, they spoke to Sarah, Lifkota. So who died first? He's saying, I'm going to squeal on you. The Omer of Yitzchak. Okay, but the Maaseh didn't do it much good. The Omer of Yitzchak are Ba'ad Varim Mekar'in Din Gizar Din Oshel Adam. There's four things that can be Kireya the Din. They were in Tzedakah, Tze'akah, and Shinoy Hashem, and Shinoy Maaseh. Where do we see that tzedakah can change exarting the tiv tzedakah tatzil mimavet? Tzakah, where do we see the tiv at yitzakru el Hashem betzar layam in mitzukot tayem yotziyen? Is it the Kosh Baruch Hu takes them out of their mitzuka? Shinui Hashem, the tiv sarai, ishtecha lo tikrat shema sarai, ki sarai shema, and zivarachti yot agana tiv datat yimen al chabbein. So up until that time, she wasn't ruya lehoilet. And shinui maaseh, the tiv ayar elohim et maaseyem. And then it says, "Vayinachem Elohim al ra'a asher diber la'asot lehem v'lo asa." So apparently, the one who wrote the piyut on Rosh Hashanah combined the Shinui Hashem and the Shinui Maisa into tshuva, despite the fact that maybe Sarah Din it's probably neither, but it certainly makes good poetry. So, you have the fila, the tzedakah, and the tshuva. V'yeshom rimav Shinui makom dichtov dichtiv ayom Hashem al Avram lech lecha mi'artzecha, and only after lech mi'artzecha, then it says v'escher legoy gadol. You are aware of the fact that to be Mishana all of your Meisim does not mean that you did Teshuvah.
Does not mean
that you did Teshuvah.
Because the whole concept of a Baal, what they call a Baal Teshuvah today, is absolutely meaningless. Not a Baal Teshuvah at all.
Be Mishana your Meisim, but from this point on. I'm not sure, but it doesn't have anything to do with that. The Rambam says it's midarkei ha-tshuva. It's about tshuva. Well, ma'isa will be meshaneko ma'isa, but certainly not the definition in any way of either tshuva or about tshuva. So the same thing is true of shimei ha-shem. It's also midarkei. Rambam brings all these in terms of dark tshuva. They have nothing to. That's the pshat. They're occurring bizarre dina shalada, not because they're be'etzem. There are ways in which, since ultimately tshuva has an impact on the one hog and the other. That's how he's remembering.
It's in the past.
Yeah, I mean, others learn it that it's, let's say, this question of shimei ha-shem is the reason that we have the union of the Nazar, of the Piskatava. But even though there was a Gzar Din, but when it comes time to be Meitzi the Din, and everybody is now acting differently, not because they did Tshuva, because they grew up and became mentioned. Maybe they didn't do Tshuva in the past. The Malachim say it couldn't be. I mean, it's not this guy. This guy's a big tzaddik. I mean, it must be a mistake. But that's the getter of Ma'achr Gzar Din. All right, so Anatomy and even Shiri Mokub is saying it's quite misleading, this Tshuva, Tvila, Tzedakah that we sing about. But the Paitonim in general are not necessarily all that Ma'achr. As the Rambam says, I mean, the Paitonim, it's Mamish, of course, it's more of what's written there. Hey, well, it's not 100% by law, it's not the end of the world.
No, it
isn't a Tshuva, no. Tachlis is a different thing.
Yesterday I was bad, today I'm a good boy.
No. Yesterday you're bad, today you're good, is because you chose now to be good. Was that through a Tshuva? Yes, but it's not Tshuva. In the Pasuk in Vayoina, it says that they also did Tshuva. It says this Maaseim Ki Shavu Midarkma. That's something else. So there you have a tshuva from your derech. That's a different thing. But a tshuva on a maisa requires addressing the past, not addressing the future. If somebody decides now to be a tzadikum, so when he comes up to the shamayim, they ask him, "Listen here, Joe. When you were 13 years old, we have a report over here of Shulam Shabbos. It's a long time ago." The Kodesh Baruch says, "Not to me, it is this. Did you ever do tshuva? My whole life I was makbara. I'm asking you whether you ever did tshuva on that Shulam Shabbos. Well, I mean, I wrote books about Kodesh Shabbos. Did you do tshuva or not?" That's the shayla. So the guy could be wonderful in the future. It's not going to change whether he did tshuva. Right? Yeah.
And once he did tshuva, it would have to be shinui maisim.
No, this is shinui maisim kulam. Even on things he didn't do tshuva. It's not, generally speaking, a person focuses on one bad thing that he did. He changes his life and takes it seriously. So that's not necessary for tshuva. The guy could do tshuva on Chilul Shabbos and still be a murderer. Right? It could be a bal tshuva, the guy be shabbos. But I mean, was he sacking his other maisim?
He didn't kill on Shabbos.
Oh, never on a Sunday.
We say tshuva means chabata.
Huh?
Tshuva means chabata.
That's a long book. That's true. Last turn.
We got there.
Yeah.
By that time,
so what's the raya that a shinui makom? The shinui makom is from Lech Lecha. Why didn't Rabbi Yitzchak list that originally? Because he says, who's to say that means anybody who changes his place? If you're saying anybody who changes his place, it means even if he goes from Eretz Yisrael to London. Mele, if he comes from London to Eretz Yisrael, I can understand. We're talking about the Isha. I mean, she's running to Elisha. She doesn't want her husband to know what's happened, so she's off. He sees the Jeep pulling out of the driveway. He says, "Wait, where are you heading? It's not Shabbos. It's not Rosh Chodesh, is it?" I mean, even on Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, she would have understood. Okay, she wants to drive out to see the Rebbe. You know, it's okay. But how she came if it was Yontif? That's how some understand. That's the right B'mayim. But Mashbev would have been a Kaddish for Shabbos, and fine, he's very well amazing. The Amr of Yitzchak, furthermore, Chayavadam the Tahir, that's Boberegim. You see that there's a Chiev to be Tahar during Yantiv. How do we know it? Because it says, Benivlatam Lotigo. What's the Pshat Benivlatam Lotigo? What is an Isser in touching an Avela? Tanyamayach, Benivlatam Lotigo. So you might think that means that it's Osir to become Tami. Yochlo Yu Yisrael Muzarina Magan Avela. And any Yisrael is Osir to touch an Avela. Impossible. Talmud Omar. Immoral Kohanim b'nei Aaron. The Kohanim b'nei Aaron are also, they're not even us on the Nevela. They're also the Nefesh lo Yitama. They're also on Tumas Meis. So b'nei Aaron are Muzarin even on Tumas Meis. And b'nei Yisrael are not Muzarin. Shalot Vorn Kavu Chaymer. If a Tumah Chamura, Kohanim Muzarin Yisrael and Meinam Muzarin. Not to mention the fact that the Kohanim themselves are not Muzarin from Tumah Kala. So the Tumah Kala, of course, you can tell me now that Yisrael is Muzar on a Tumah Kala of Tumah Nevela, which is only a Tumah for a day, that they're not Muzar on Tumah for 7 days, or that requires a Paraduma. So what do you think the meaning is then? That's got to mean Beregel. Since you need to bring your Karbonis when you're going up to the Beis HaMikdash, make sure that you're not Tameh, so you won't be in a Matzah, that you're not able to be in the Beis HaMikdash. That's the pshat. Omer Kus Kadoy, Omer Rabbi Yochanan. Shlosha Svarim Diftachim Rosh Hashanah. There's three books that are open on Rosh Hashanah. Echad Shel Rishayim Gimurim, which does not mean Rishayim Gimurim in the sense that they only have Averis. It means that they have Rov Averis, because otherwise the Echad Shel Benyamin doesn't mean. Echad Shel Tzadikim Gimurim, which again, Tzadikim Gimurim would only mean Rov Tzadikim, not the way we say it. Tzadik Gomer is an Echad Alter, and so we think that means, somebody's only a Tzadik Gomer. Echad Shel Benyamin, because anybody who's Mechzal Mechzal is a Benyamin, but if he's not Mechzal Mechzal, he's either a Rosh Gomer or a Tzadik Gomer. So Tzadikim Gimurim. Gimurim and Echtavim and Echtamim La'alter L'chayim. Rishoyim Gimurim and Echtavim and Echtamim La'alter L'nisa. Beinoniyim or Tluyim V'omdim Rosh Hashanah V'ad Yom HaKippurim. Zachu, what does Zachu mean? Zachu means if they did Teshuvah, says the Rambam, that's the meaning of Zachu. Echtavim L'chayim. Lo Zachu and Echtavim L'nisa. But certainly it doesn't mean Zachu if they do now more mitzvahs. Right. Can't change. Very important point. It's missed by almost all the Mefarshim. Don't understand what's going on. I mean, everybody is. But I said, Zachu means each time you did more mitzvah. That's not good. Tshuva, you led a serious answer. You didn't do tshuva. That's worse than doing any other avera. Worse than will outweigh any mitzvah and so on. Obviously, the pshat, the gemara is mamish kipshutai. The din is finished. You can't change the din. The din was on Yom Kippur. Rashad. The only question is now, what's the gzar din on such a person with such a din? You can't change the din. To be zochah doesn't mean you turn yourself into a tzadik. You're not a tzaddik, you're a benyani. The shaila is, are you a benyani with tshuva or without tshuva? Benyani with tshuva has a schus to live. But it has nothing to do with the shinui of the din itself. It only has to do with the gemara din. It's a lo zachu nechtavim l'nisa. Om Rabbi Avi Maikra, where do we see that there's a remes to three svarim? Because it says, yimachu misefer chayim v'im tzaddikim. Al Yikatev. So what do we understand that to mean? Yimalchu, a person should be wiped out to be from a sefer. It means he shouldn't be zecha b'chalal to amina b'din. So zeh sifra shavashoyim. That feel over the years, the person shouldn't even be zecha to amina b'din. He shouldn't make it to Rosh Hashanah. Forget it. Get him out of here. And then, im tzadikim, yimalchu mi sefer. Then we have chayim. For sure, the Sifra Shal Tzadikim should not be accepted in the Rov Zokuyetz. Ve'im Tzadikim, Al Yikatevu, since these Tzadikim are not Chayim, they can't be the Purish of the Nechtamim, the Alter Lachayim, so these must be the Beinonim. So this refers to the Sifra Shal Beinonim. Reginako, by Yisrael Miocha. Moshe Rabbeinu says, Ve'im Ayin Mechenin Ami Sifra Chasher Katavta. So what is the Mechenin? What's the Lashonis over here? Sifra Chasher Katavta. So Mechenin Ami Stam, I shouldn't have a Shachist anything. And if I do, it should certainly not be me sifra chazes sifra shal tzadikim. Asher katafta even the sifra shal beinanim. Tanya beit shamayim. Shalosh kitotin liyom adin. This refers to liyom adin agadol. So achas shal tzadikim gemurim v'achas shal rishayim gemurim v'achas shal beinanim. Tzadikim gemurim nechtamim v'nechtamim la'alter. L'chai yolam. Rishayim gemurim nechtamim nechtamim la'alter l'geena. Shnemar v'rabim yishnei amat afar yakitzu. Eile l'chai yolam. Ve'eile l'charafot l'diraon olam. So you see that latid lavo, there is a din that also has in it tzaddikim and rishayim. Some chayayilam and some ganim forever, eternal damnation. It says cherub diraon olam. How about the beinoniim? Beinoniim are yordim legeinam umetzaf tzefim v'olim. They're put into ganim for a moment, and then they shriek. That's mitzaf tzef, and then they come out all cleaned up. Shenemar ve'veiti. So the third group I'll bring through the fires. And then I will refine them as you do with silver. In other words, you see that there's a Yeshua immediately from Gehenna. So what's the point? I mean, if there was already a din before, no? When the person dies, like the Rambam brings, a din b'shas misa. So there's an Indian over there. Din. It says it could be the pshat over here is you have to review their din, because now that they had the din of Gan Eden or a din of Gehenna on a lower level, so maybe already now they're Nikiyim and things have changed. You now need a new din to be Koveya now that the game is over, to see it in context of the events as a whole. Okay, Tosis, by the way, also points out, and we show this in the Rambam on Rosh Hashanah, that clearly it cannot mean when you say Nechtamim L'chaim, does not mean that they're Nechtam to live, because many Tzaddikim drop dead, and many Rishayim live forever, and you know, it can't possibly mean that. Not to mention the fact that Gemara in Kiddushin says Beferish, Now, somebody's a tzaddik gomer, so he has a horrible life. Somebody's a rasha gomer, has a wonderful life. So I would mean that he must be, since that's just a din in an oil map. So if it's a din in oil map, so what's the new din all these years? So that's why he has come to explain the stages. V'alehem amrachana, that's what Ruchana was referring to. Hashem me'misu mechayem morisha ol v'yah. The Baruch Hu brings into hell, but takes you out. Beis Hillel says, no, chas v'sholem, there's no hell for Beinanim. Rav Chesed, it says in the Farish and the Torah, how do you say such thing? It's Erech HaBayim v'Rav Chesed. Rav Chesed means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes Chesed the Rav. In other words, he's Mate Klape Chesed. So if the din would have been balanced, so then he would have pushed it over into the good side. What are you saying such bad things for? Somebody's a Beinani, he would go to Gehenna. If he's a Beinani, HaKadosh Baruch Hu treats him as if he's a tzaddik gomer. That's the Rav puts together with the mother Rishayin, so that when you throw it out, so now if he's at this point already, he becomes so he could be even a little bit over into the tzad of Rashi. We'll see later on the Gemara. Va'alehem Amar David, Ahavti ki Yishma Hashem at Koli. As a matter of fact, Alehem Amar David, Kol Parsha Kol Dalosi V'Yoshia. You know, all of those elements are somebody who's dal b'mitzvahs, and he really doesn't have mitzvahs. And nonetheless, Leoshia, Kadvorkus Moshiach, saves them from any kind of bad dinim, and therefore it is not true that a person would suffer in Gehenna if he's even metal. To be continued. Kichazi inash, the mitzvah, the zara afla, likda melizra charpa, the adbat, the midaine, kodim besovik. Moni masvis, lora bimir, lora bidav, lora bias, lora binaz, the time. Hakon idoni, brosh, rabbi zadin shalom nertam, yama kipurim, divir, bimir, bimir, rabbi yadam, rosh, shalom zadin shalom nertam, kalachad, vechad, izmano. Pepesach, halat, vua, bat, serzal, perzil, lechag, yudon, malamai, podim, nirim, rosh, shalom zadin shalom nertam, yama kipurim. Rabbi Yosi, Amir Adavida, B'chol Yom Shem, Tifkiden of Karim, Rabbi Nasser, Amir, Adam, Yidam, B'chol Shar, Shem, Adam, Goyim, Tavad, Tifkanen. V'chite, Im Lolam, Rabbi Yodi, V'chite, Kol Magdis, Mag Zardin, Iochi Kashi, Adam, because of Rosh Hashanah. Omar Rava, Hai, Tana, the Beir, Rabbi Yishmael, the Tana, the Beir, Rabbi Yishmael, Bar, 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 Kim, Olam, Yidon, V'pesach, Alot, Fuah, V'atzer, Adal, Perot, Yidon, Dachag, Yidon, Inalam, Mayim, Yadim, Yidam, Rosh Hashanah, Zanim, Shem, Nechim, Yom, Kippurim, V'chite, Matnisim, is indeed the way we thought of Chiladvi. Omer Pista, my time, Rabbi Yosi. What do you mean, my time? If you're my time, if I did get out of the No, not coming. My time, a law marker of Yonasan, because he holds Bechina, you're going to be Almay. So if that's the case, Bechina is not me, you're going to be Almay. El Omer Pista, time, Rabbi Yosi, me offer. Lasot Mishpat Abdo, Mishpat Abo Yisrael, Dvar Yom, Yomo. The Omer Pista, Mel of the Tibur, Mel of the Gras Tachila, La Din Shemar, Lasot Mishpat Abdo first, and then Mishpat Abo Yisrael. My time, huh? Iboy tema la burachar la metem malka avroi. Iboy tema li kamen li fashcharon av. Om Rabbi Yossi. Kama matzlina hidna ktsir ma maria. Kama Rabbi Yossi. Iboy tema li olam garabon in a grabi yitzchak. Ni om Rabbi Yitzchak yafat akala adam ben karam tzardin ben achik zadin. Tanan tan yom Rabbi Yudim ishum Rabbi Yakimim bide ma'am rata Rabbi Yom Rabbi Pesav. Mivnei shapesav zman tfu om Rabbi Yitzchak yafat akala adam ben karam tzardin ben achik zadin. Tanan ומבני מה אמרה תורה, הביאה שתי לחם מהצרת, בבני שהצרת זמן פירות יהיה לנו. אמר הקדוש ברוך הוא, אביא לפני שתי הלחם מהצרת, כדי שיתברכו לכם פירות יהיה לנו. ומבני מה אמרה תורה, ניסחו מים בחג, אמר הקדוש ברוך הוא, ניסחו לפני מים בחג, כדי שיתברכו לכם גשמי שנה. ואימנו לפני בראש שנה מלכויות זיכרונות ושופרות, מלכויות כדי שתמלכו לי עליכם. זיכרונות כדי שיעלה זיכרוניכם לפני לטובה. ובמה בשופר אום רבי אבו עולם התוקים בשופר של איות אום רקדוש ברוך הוא תשיקו לפניים בשופר של איות כדי שזכור לכם עקידת יצחק בן אברהם ומה להמי עליכם כאילו הקראתם עצבכם לפניים אום רבי יצחק למה תוקים ראש השם למה תוקים? רחמנו אמר תיקו למה מרעים? מרעים? רחמנו אמר זיכרון תרועה My time, the lawyer of Satan. We are ready to go to the Shirashah, but Chilat HaBetasher, the Sofa Shinema, Mireshit, and it's written Mirashit, the Ad Acharit, which is Sofa Shish Lacharit. We are ready to go in Danin at Adam, and on the Fima, Sav Shalot Tasha'a, Shinema Kishama, Elohim, El Kola, Narba, Sherusham. We are Rabbi Yitzchak Shalosha, the Hori Maskinam, on the Tav Shal Adam, Elohim, Kir Natu, Yiyun, Tefillah, Moser, Dino, Chavirot, The Amr Rabin Kalamasir Dina Khaviro Hun and Nash Tehila, Shinema Batomer Sarai al Abraham, Hamasi Alecha, Ishpot Hashem Beinu Vein Hecha, Rukhti Vayavo Aram, Nispot Israel Rivkota. The Amr Rabbi Yitzchak Arba'a, Dvarim Mekar in Gzar Dina Shvada, Meloin, Tzidaka, Tzaka, Shinui Hashem, Vishinui Maaseh, Tzidaka, Dechti, Tzidaka, Tzidaka, Mavet, Tzaka, Dechti, Vayitzaku, Hashem, Betzar, Lenu, Mitzukotehem, Yotziem, שינוי השם דכתיב שרי, אשתך לא תקרא את שמה שרי, כי שרי שמה, וכתיב וברכתי אותה וגם נתת ממנו לך בן, שינוי מעשה דכתיב, והיער האלוהים את מעשיהם, זה בעניין השם, אבל ראה שדיבר לעשות להם, ולא עשה. ויש אומרים אף שינוי מקום, תראה ביום השם על אברהם, לך לך מארצך ועד הבאסך לכוי גדול. אין רבי יצחק, אבו זכות את ארץ ישראל, דיין. אומר רבי יצחק, חי אבל נולד בפני רבו ברגע שאמר מדוע את הולכת אליו היום, לא חודש ולא שבת. נכלל בחודש ושבת היא באה לא למעשה. ואומר רבי יצחק, חי אבל נותר את עצמו ברגע שאמר בנבלותם לא תיגאו. תעניין מיוח בנבלותם לא תיגאו, וייסו מוזרן המגן ואילה. תלמוד לא רמור הכהנים בני אהרון, בני אהרון מוזרים. בני אהרון אינם מוזרים, לא דבור קל וחומר. ומה תומה חמור הכהנים מוזרים ישראלים אינם מוזרים. תומה קלה לא קושקי. אלא מה תעמוד לומר בנבלתם לא תיגאו, must be ברגל. אומר רב קרוס ודוי, אמר רבי יוחנן שלושה ספרים נפתחים מראש השנה, אחד של רשעים גמורים ואחד של צדיקים גמורים ואחד של בינוניים, צדיקים גמורים לכתוב ונחתמים לעלת אל החיים, רשעים גמורים לכתבים ונחתמים לעלת אל המיטה, בינוניים תלויים ועומדים מראש השנה ועד יום הכיפורים, זכו נכתבים לחיים, לא זכו נכתבים למיטה. אומר רבי אבין מה הקראים הלכו מספר חיים ועם צדיקים מה יכתבו אם הלכו מספר זה ספר של רשעים גמורים חיים זה ספר של צדיקים גמורים ועם צדיקים מה יכתבו זה ספר של בינוניים ואנחנו יתרם ליוחה ממיין בכן אינה מספרך שכתבת בכן אינה זה ספר של רשעים מספרך זה ספר של צדיקים אשר כתבת זה ספר של בינוניים תניה בית שמי אומרים שלוש כיתות אין ליום הדין הגדול אחת של צדיקים גמורים, אחת של רשעים גמורים, ואחת של בינוניים. צדיקים גמורים נכתוב, אם נכתבים לאלת על חיי העולם. רשעים גמורים נכתוב, אם נכתבים לאלת על הגיהנום, שנאבר ורבים, משנה אדמת עפר יקיצו. אלה לחיי העולם, ואלה לחרפות לדיראון עולם. בינוניים יורדים לגיהנום, ומצפצפים עודים. שנאמר והבאתי את השלישית באיש, וצרפתים כצרוף את הכסף, ומחנתים כי בכל את הזהב, הוא יקרא בשמי ואני אענה אותו. ועליהם אמרה חנה, השם המית ומחיה מורית שאול ויועל. בגלל אומרים, נו, 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 ורב חסד. מעטה כלפי חסד, עליהם אמר דוד, אהבתי ישבה השם את קולי. ועליהם אמר דוד, כל הפרשה כולה, דלותי מודעת זכויות, ולי יושיע.